This is the second part of a three-part series about preparing for TICE. With us, Jim Buckles, the president of BCS Consulting. Now, I can remember in the old days retailers telling me how they would map out their floor, sort of a grid pattern. I don't know if that's still a good way to do it. What are your thoughts? Preparing to know what it is you want or what you should be looking at when you go to the show. How do you prepare for that?
Well, there's two pieces to that. One is, what am I selling? If 40% of what I'm selling is carpet, well, that better not be 80% of my floor, because that doesn't make any sense. So that's the rearview mirror piece of it. Then there's the forward-looking piece. What products are coming into the marketplace in my market that are becoming hot? Which means the classic shopping the competition, looking at the ads, looking at the design, local design shows, to see what is coming forward. HGTV has really affected the marketplace in many spots because they are introducing product to people that they never saw before. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they're asking for. So you have to take a look at that and say, okay, what do people want in my area that maybe I'm not offering? You know, I go to another retailer and they've got a 5-inch engineered hardwood front and center, and the salesman's talking to me about, you know, how it's a great seller for them, and I don't have anything but 2 or 3-inch wood. Well, then maybe I need to be looking for a 5.
Interesting, interesting. So the preparation time, it sounds like it should, you know, take an immeasurable amount of time to get your act together before you ever get on that plane to go to the show.
Absolutely. You should have prepared a very specific plan for who you want to talk to, as well as what product you want to look for. Because if you don't, you are shooting yourself in the foot, because it is very easy to get distracted. When you are walking the floor at TICE, there's a lot of product and a lot of interesting things, and you may well not accomplish everything you should. The other piece, too, is it's not just product. I always strongly recommend that people take one of their installation managers or trainers with them, because product is changing. Installation systems are changing constantly. And you need someone who understands those things, who is working that portion of the show that is dedicated to installation systems and tools. There may be things that will allow you to create a better install, a faster install, or something that fits the standards and all that you don't even know exists unless you go and look, because those people don't come to you and say, hey, come look at this new installation system, as a general rule.
Interesting, interesting. Now, in addition to an installer type, what other people should they consider bringing to the show?
It's one of those things, you've got to have ownership. You need somebody who is your product person. You need somebody who's installation. That's sort of the bare minimum. You certainly bring your, depending on it, taking your salespeople to let them see some of the product, which can be both a little bit of an extra benefit for them because it is a trip to Vegas, but also to let them see things, because if you have more eyes on the floor, they may walk past and spot a product that they then say, hey, I want you to come look at this. This is really amazing. I've never heard of it. I don't know the company, but this is something that I think the people I've been selling to would really appreciate.
Very interesting. The more eyes, the better, I suppose.
Yes. I mean, you've got to balance cost benefit, because obviously it is not, as in the old days, it used to be relatively inexpensive to go there, stay there, and eat there, and it just simply isn't anymore.
What about a budget? Should somebody get a budget together, basically, as to what they expect to spend at the show? Or, you know, what sort of preparation are we talking about here?
Well, they should. I mean, some of those things, they should have committed to going 6 months ago, even though they could not register and all the rest of it, to say, okay, fine, I know I'm going to register. I want to take advantage of any discounts that I may have, that my vendors may offer, that my affiliations may offer. I want to keep an eye on my airfares, because, as we all know, airfare can be absolutely insane. You know, personally, airfare to Las Vegas, I'm based near St. Louis, frequently runs $450, and there aren't any direct flights anymore to Vegas, except one on Southwest, which is like a $600 fare. Well, lo and behold, I've managed to snag a $300 fare by just keeping an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's true for anybody who's going, okay, I know I'm taking these people, and this is why I'm taking them. So I'm going to do that. And I also have made the decision on what they're going to be doing. So everyone is tasked with gathering the information so that we are effective when we are there. Just walking around is never good. And, you know, you need to have some things to do as specifically, I mean, walking around checking out products, great idea. Walking around and that's the only thing you're doing, not so good.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then you've also got to make decisions. Would I rather stay in the convention hotel so I can just take the elevator and walk to the convention floor? Or I'd rather save some money and stay a little further away and walk or cab over? Would I rather stay completely off the strip and rent a car because, you know, valet parking and self-parking is free in Vegas, you know, and rent a car and drive 10 minutes and because I want to keep them focused in off of the gambling floors and the shows? Or am I going to stay there and treat my people to it? It's all a choice.
Interesting. Now, you were talking about walking around, you know, at least spend some time, I suspect, just seeing the show. What about products that you see you didn't really plan for? You fell in love with it. Is it a good idea to buy something on the floor of the show in this area, or is that something you're better off putting off and, you know, doing it later after you have a chance to think about it?
I am reticent to endorse just buying at the show just because there's a deal. I mean, that's cash, and that's our slowest time of the year in the industry, as a general rule. But at the same time, there are sometimes legitimate deals, but you should pick up on stocking deals on product that you already know you sell and that you know will turn. If it's a totally new product, you know what? Have them get the samples. Have them call on you. Take it back. Run it through your sales meeting. Have them come in, the rep come and do a PK.
Okay.
You know, make sure that it is a fit before you make a commitment. I mean, it's, you know, once in a blue moon, you're going to find a product that there's no doubt in your mind. But I've seen an awful lot of guys marking things down 25, 50, 60% just trying to get their cash back out of it because they knew it was a great idea, but the people who were buying from them did not agree.
Yeah. So then the special prices, the special show offers are sometimes not such a good deal.
No, they're not. I mean, it's one of those things they can be. I mean, never just blanket say never take one. But make sure that it's something you know that you can do and that it's a significant enough deal to merit investing the cash.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about scheduling visits with various companies, suppliers, and maybe suppliers-to-be. And I know you don't always have, you know, perfect control over that to schedule it whenever you want it. But I suppose it's a whole lot better to have a schedule down on a piece of paper than it is to just wing it. Question about that. What sort of scheduling should a retailer attempt to do before they go to the show?
Well, it's one of those things with their major suppliers, they need to be sure they schedule them, but I would schedule them later in the week. I mean, I do recommend being there for the entire time. We haven't touched on the education component yet, which is important as well, but you know you're buying from them. You know what you're doing. But when you go in to talk to them, you want to have worked the show and found competitive product to some of what you're buying from them so that you're in a position to have a good discussion. You meet with them early, you've lost all your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
They know what you're buying. You don't know what the competition has. So you want to schedule those. And there's a lot of times those can even be Friday morning. I mean, the show starts thinning out. You know, depending on who is there and when they're leaving, you could sometimes you know, get a Friday morning appointment that will let you do what you need to do with that particular vendor. The beginning of the show should, it's a combination of schedule yourself time to look for product. You know who, if you're looking for a specific carpet, you know who the competitors are. Take a look. You know, work those.
I see.
Doing that, it's also a chance to walk the floor a little bit. Because you may spot somebody. I mean, there are gems to be found sometimes in those small booths.
Well, and those people are probably not going to come knocking on your door either, I suppose. You know, a lot of these smaller...
Most likely not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can remember, showing a little bit of my age in the industry, but I can remember working shows 25 years ago, and Schluter at the time was a 10x10 booth down in the basement. Because nobody knew who they were at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, obviously, they're a large part of this industry. Well, the smart retailers who were checking some of the small spots and had taken their people who knew installation were picking up on it because their installation guy said, wow, does this solve a problem for me?
You had mentioned concentrating buying power, be important to more suppliers. What sort of preparation should one do for that? I mean, I suspect that presents a lot of options, and one should, I guess, have a good handle on that before they get on that airplane.
It is. I mean, it's always better to be a larger fish with one supplier for when you have production issues, claim issues, or whatever they may be. You're much better off if you're a larger dealer to them. Now, there's it's some unique product where there's not much choice. I mean, you don't have a lot of options. But you need to take a look, and if you find that you've allowed your showroom to become filled with many racks from many companies, then you're not important to anybody. So you need to say, okay, what are my top sellers, and who can provide all of these for me so that I can move forward and spend more money with them so that they are more interested in me.
This will conclude the second part of a three-part series featuring Jim Buckles, the president of BCS Consulting. We'll air the final part of this series this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.